The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. These days, many boards of directors devote much of their time and energy to risk management. But oversight of a company's opportunity-generating capabilities is just as important. Bringing Opportunity Oversight onto the Board Agenda, written by Larry Bendixson and Frank S. Leonard, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams, file under Opinion and Analysis. Corporations are awash in cash. In early 2013, non-financial U.S. corporations had more than $1.5 trillion in cash and equivalents. However, a recent survey of 50 Standard & Poor's 500 companies found that they were planning to increase capital spending by only 2%, indicating a dearth of big growth opportunities. Given the sluggish economy and the level of cash on hand, one would think that the top priority for many companies would be finding investment opportunities where they can create value, and that management and boards of directors would be focusing on this pressing challenge together. Yet, in discussions about the growth challenge, the pivotal role corporate boards might play seems to be missing. Why does the business community appear to be giving short shrift to the board's responsibility and effectiveness in overseeing the creation of value? Boards of directors have two broad responsibilities on behalf of shareholders and other stakeholders: overseeing the protection of existing value and the creation of new value. Even though most boards take growth seriously, in practice, board oversight has become unbalanced. Risk management and risk-based thinking dominate many board agendas, and board members devote much of their time and energy to risk issues. Unfortunately, boards devote far less attention and resources to overseeing the creation of new value, and few boards get deeply involved in overseeing a company's underlying opportunity-generating capability. The imbalance between board risk and opportunity oversight is a potentially serious problem. Although risk management advocates claim that their frameworks can accommodate risk and opportunity, we are skeptical of those claims. Ensuring the development of the company's opportunity-generating capability should be an integral part of the board's role in value creation. In the board's capacity as opportunity overseer, it should have a well-informed point of view about the company's overall approach to recognizing and pursuing opportunities, the current state of the enterprise's opportunity-generating capability, how that capability aligns with the enterprise's strategic challenges, and top management's action plan for enhancing that capability. Correcting the imbalance in board oversight will require a concerted effort because the orientation towards risk is so entrenched. We are not simply referring to companies that stress innovation, make large R&D investments, or are active in acquiring other businesses. Rather, we mean the combined ability of organizational and management processes to search for, create, identify, develop, and realize value-creating opportunities reliably and consistently. This requires an active, constructive partnership between the board and senior leadership, and a board that understands and monitors how the company achieves and maintains a high level of value-creating performance. Few companies have developed well-tuned opportunity-generating capabilities, but 3M stands out. It prides itself on a business model focused on fostering organic growth by inventing new products that previously did not exist. 3M supports this goal by blending more than 40 technology platforms, HR policies, including opportunity-linked compensation, career development, and its 15% rule, which allows technical employees to use 15% of their paid time to pursue their own ideas, and a variety of organizational processes. Few companies have been able to emulate 3M's formula. Companies can attempt to build opportunity-generating capabilities internally, as Apple has done, acquire them, as Monsanto has done, or through some combination. Unilever sees its opportunity-generating capability as a balancing act between, on the one hand, correctly identifying the next breakthrough technologies and on the other, being able to rapidly respond to competitor activity or an opportunity to gain market share. Given the differences among enterprises, there are no simple models for effective opportunity oversight. But there are several things boards can do to improve how they oversee opportunity generation, beginning with conducting an honest appraisal of what's currently in place. Does the enterprise have a value-creating opportunity game plan? Is the board able to evaluate the company's current opportunity-generating capabilities? In most cases, boards will need to develop their own tools and practices. Strengthening the opportunity oversight capabilities of boards will take time, as well as an opportunity-motivated CEO, enthusiastic board members, and a board and senior executives willing and able to work in partnership. This segment is excerpted from Bringing Opportunity Oversight Onto the Board Agenda, written by Larry Benningson and Frank S. Leonard, which appeared in the spring 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To learn more or to read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.